Last year, the pioneering American soprano saxophonist Steve Lacy left Paris after more than 25 years and relocated to Berlin. Shortly after he arrived, he was guest of honor at an annual festival of improvised music, where on successive nights he was paired up with five diverse piano players. A CD documenting those meetings is out. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Steve Lacy with pianist Marilyn Crispell playing Lacy's The Crust. Lacy appears at lots of festivals and is often thrown together on stage with old friends or new acquaintances like this one. If there's no pre-agreed-upon program, you can bet that Lacy will try to cajole his partners into playing some of his tunes. Like his idol, Thelonious Monk, Lacy writes pieces that sound like the way he plays. They have the same up-and-down-the-ladder motion and casual momentum. This version of The Crust shows how inspiring those tunes can be. In Lacy's pacing and his soaring modern phrases, you can still hear traces of his early Dixieland years. Pianist Marilyn Crispell feels a bit stereotyped as a fists and elbows disciple of Cecil Taylor. For her, a clear, simple tune like The Crust offers a chance to play against expectations. This music is from the CD Five Facings from Berlin's FMP label. The least tractable of Steve Lacy's five partners here is the Dutch pianist Misha Mengelberg, who, Lacy knew from previous experience, was resistant to playing his tunes. They resorted to their usual standby, pieces by their mutual hero, Monk. Their take on Evidence shows how much Mengelberg learned from Monk about playing behind a soloist. Belgian pianist Fred Van Hove is another formidable adversary, but he uses different strategies. His long duet with Lacy is the one totally improvised piece on the CD. Van Hove finds ingenious ways of working with or against Lacy's unhurried phrasing, and they fall into a kind of rhythmic counterpoint. Steve Lacy's new CD, pianist Fred Venhove mediates between the obstinacy of Misha Mengelberg and the cooperative attitude of Marilyn Crispell, Ulrich Gumpert, and Vladimir Miller. I expect none of these musicians would limit themselves to the category jazz musicians, but the whole program reflects good old jazz values. It's fueled by that volatile mix of cooperation and competition. It also reminds us that non-cooperation has its uses. One way to survive an encounter with a stubborn musician like Lacy is to be a little bit stubborn yourself.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Five Facings with saxophonist Steve Lacy on the German label FMP.